Justin Trudeau announces he will resign as Prime Minister of Canada. Republicans get off to a very smart start in the new Congress. And the left loses its mind as Trump talks about acquiring Greenland, the Panama Canal, and even Canada. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So detectives in Florida are trying to find this art thief. Surveillance footage shows a man walking into a gallery in St. Petersburg and then shoving a $21,000 sculpture into his pants. On video. And he takes this glass sculpture and shoves it in his pants. Police say the second suspect was distracting a sales associate at this gallery that they were in while all of this went on. The cast glass sculpture is titled Torso. And after they left, the gallery staff then noticed later that it was missing. One of the men involved, Willie Wilson, 45, was arrested by St. Petersburg police on January 7th. But they're still looking for the other guy who actually did the shoving of the sculpture in the pants thing. So they're out of all the things and all the ways to do it. Why that? I mean, when you hear about art heists, isn't it always like a fancy, like James Bond level operation? This guy just shoves it in his pants. We have a third hour coming up. Don't go anywhere. Stick with us. I need to bring this to y'all's attention. So do you remember it was Bruce Fisher, whose wife is a lawmaker? And you remember the whole story last week that we had where people were livid at Bruce Fisher because he, when he walked up to hold the Bible for his wife to swear her oath on, which is unbiblical, by the way, but okay. But they swearing an oath on the Bible, and he had his cane that he was leaning on heavily, and he was having difficulty walking, and then he had the Bible in his hand, and everyone was saying that he was so ignorant because Kamala Harris tried to shake his hand when he was holding the Bible and the cane, and they were attacking him because he just didn't, I guess, fall on his face on his way to, you know, and on his way shake Kamala Harris's hand. I mean, it was so ridiculous. Now, here's why I bring this up. So you might not have heard about this story. The way it happens is when you have the before you have the inauguration, there are all of these little things, traditions that the president, vice president and their staffs do as they are moving the new presidential team in and the old presidential team out. And so they have a naval observatory residence for the vice president. And typically, and this is how it has worked with every president, and you know, you have the first ladies that will have tea. Well, the vice president always invites, and it's tradition, it's not a rule, but it's a tradition, invites the vice president to the vice president's home. And they have a sit down and a discussion. It's tradition. They tour the new residence. They see where their family is going to live. And they sit down and they have a conversation. So Kamala Harris's wife has declined to do this. Or Kamala Harris has declined to do this, to have J.D. Vance and his wife come in. Kamala Harris has declined to invite the Vances to the Naval Observatory and tour the residence. Where are all of the people who said that Bruce Fisher was horrible and how dare you not shake her hand? Yep. The sources close to Harris say that the behavior is payback. For what? Oh, because I guess for what?
For being disabled?
I don't know. Well, she's not going to have Vance. She doesn't like Vance. They said that Navy aides who oversee the home communicated with the incoming second family, and they're making arrangements because the Vances have kids. So they have kids that are going to be moving. Don't you want the kids to see where they're going to be moving? I just think that it's healthy for them because they're making a huge transition. I mean, they're moving several states away from their home to Washington, D.C. It's going to be, and they're at the age where they're going to notice and it's going to have an effect on them. wouldn't that be just a nice thing to do, to invite the family and give a tour of the residence? You don't, doing that doesn't mean that you change your party affiliation to Republican. It just means that, you know, you continue the niceties. But they're not doing that. They're not doing that. Not what they're doing. And I don't know. I find that interesting. Where's the outrage from the media over this? Can you imagine if it was a, I don't have to finish the sentence. Kane, what would that be like if it, say the situation was reversed and J.D. Vance didn't invite Kamala Harris, the incoming VP, to tour her residence?
Oh, man. I mean, you saw what they did with Bruce. So we know exactly what they'll do. And that was just a simple little formality thing. That's not like a vice president being shunned or anything like that. So, yeah. And the media would not only regurgitate that for days on end, but then you'd have pundits echoing it for another week or so.
Yeah. And this is the first time in decades that there are young children that are going to be living in the house. For the first time in decades. So I'm just, you know, curious where's the outrage from the press about this? And this is from CBS News, by the way. So it's not, you know, like a made up story. She's refused to do it. The headline is Harris declines to invite Vance for courtesy visit to vice president's residence before inauguration. Well, she refused to do it because his wife had reached out to the vice president's home because they have people that oversee it. And she was asking what details they need to do since all their kids are under the age of 8. What kind of childproofing can they give some suggestions? And CBS reports that the questions were initially rebuffed by a Harris political appointee. So they were immediately, right off the bat, absolute jackwagons. And this, one of the defenses of Harris's behavior here was that she was never afforded the opportunity to visit the home before she was sworn in. However, that was during lockdown. And it was right after the riot at the Capitol where they were burning stuff down. That when they tried to set the church on fire and everything else, there had been all these riots. Remember the left going crazy? And then you had J6 stuff that took place. And then the left was rioting the whole time for that. So I'm just, you know, it just really weird. So they said that they're going to try to accommodate the kids. But why do you have to be, she's not doing anything. She's not writing books. She's not on a speaker circuit because she's horrible. But they said that Pence's people dispute that an invitation was never offered. Because Pence, when they found out, or CBS, I guess, asked Pence, and a spokesperson for Pence had said that, well, that's not true that she was never invited. We absolutely did invite her. And they said that the only thing was that the invitation was discreet because of conflict between Pence and Trump. But he was like, well, that's not true. I absolutely did invite Harris. They didn't have a formal sit down in the House, but they said they absolutely invited them. And so Harris's people are saying, well, that was a tradition that was broken during Trump-Pence. But Pence is like, no, I invited you. And it was a little tricky, apparently, when she could go because they had lockdowns. And then there were, you know, people out in the street. And that's, you know, but that's so lame. That's so lame that they would try to, well, you know, Pence did it. So I, you know, payback's a, she's a child. All the people who are mad over disabled Bruce Fisher, I hope they feel so stupid and ashamed of themselves. Because where's the outrage over this? There's no consistency there. That's why I never take any of these people's complaints seriously at all. With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. GoldCo has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust GoldCo. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real. Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has officially banned the use of Red Number 3, a synthetic food dye that was found in numerous products like candy, cereals, and drinks because it's carcinogenic in animals. And it follows, there was a lot of debate over it. So it's food dye Red 3. But all the other colors are okay? Is it just Red 3? I got questions like, this color's bad, but all the others are all right. Well, what about like Blue 5? I don't even know if that's a real thing, but you know what I mean. Like, why? I don't know. I got some questions on that. So, also, does that? I bet that's what's in. But that's what Cheeto dust is made of. I'm just saying, you know, probably it's true. A woman. This is the. I can't even believe you guys. I need first. Juan, throw these photos up here. This woman saw these photos and got scammed out of tons of money because she thought the guy that she was talking with online and dating digitally was Brad Pitt. I am not making this up. God help us all. This woman, she paid $700,000 to this scammer. And it was based on these photos. Can you throw these up? These are the photos that he sent her. And she thought they were real. And she literally gave this scammer $700,000 because of these photos. Do they look real to you? They're clearly photoshopped. He's got this like breathing thing on his face and his hair's perfect in it.
They could have used AI. That's horrible.
She could have used AI. This is horrible. She's 53 years old. Now, the crazy thing is, she's only the latest woman to fall for the fake Brad Pitt scam, meaning that other women have also fallen for this. Oh my God. What in the world? Golly, bless their hearts. Bless their ever-loving hearts. A police officer admitted to hiring a prostitute who allegedly later stole his car. By allegedly, that means we have to say allegedly so that we don't get sued. But allegedly, she's so allegedly guilty, it's not even allegedly funny. It's in Virginia Beach. And apparently, he hired a hooker. And then she ended up jacking his car.
What?
And so he got fired. What? I didn't. Did not technically a carjack. you know, sir. You need Jesus. You need Jesus, sir. Thank you. Let's see. Also, now there's rumors that Musk might buy TikTok. Interesting. But TikTok says that's fake news. They said it was quote pure fiction. Fabulous. Florida-based company Caltech makes some really cool stuff, and the P11, the P32 changed the way we carry concealed. They invented the micro-compact pistol category. They also have their high-performance KSG shotguns, the super-accurate bullpup performance of the RDB series, the fold-and-half carbine family of sub-2 Ks, the P50, the P15, the lightest, thinnest double-stack 9mm on the market. Now, we're heading into the end of January, and this is usually when Caltech unveils the latest firearms that they've come up with, things you've never seen before, and this is not going to be an exception this year. So they're going to have more stuff, new stuff that they're going to be announcing at the end of this month, and they're going to be at SHOT Show. I'll be broadcasting at their booth at SHOT Show, too. Visit KeltechWeapons.com, and while you're there, take a look at everything that they have, because I could give you my picks. I mean, I like all this stuff, but there's certain things that I absolutely think you have to have, like the KSG, the P15, the RDB is pretty nice as well. The P50 is pretty sweet. Some of these are must have in your Liberty collection. So visit the Kel-Tec website, sign up for the newsletter, check out their social media, performance, innovation performance, Kel-Tec, KelTecWeapons.com, KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Okay, I got to ask. So we're going to bring Steve in on this, because aren't you a big Phillies fan? Steve, yeah. So the Eagles fan, the guy who apparently verbally abused a female Packers supporter, he got fired by his job. Why are you laughing? You're laughing your head off.
Because I saw that damn video. That's why I'm laughing.
But, okay, are we really going to start doing this to people, though?
What, doing what?
Like,
controlling the behavior that they decided to have at a public game? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just okay, like they well, found out who he was and they got him fired from his job.
Look,
and
if his job decided they don't like him as a
representative.
Because
people were like, hey, employer, did you see this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone saw it. I know everybody
saw it. I like the olden days when the penalty to be paid was that you got your ass beat. That's what I like. Let's go back to those days. You have to. I mean, we don't need everyone to like turn into Inspector Gadget and run down the guy's employer and get the guy fired. Like, let's just have a good old-fashioned ass beating right there in the stands. Like, I'm okay with that.
The decision to fire him was solely on the business.
Oh,
the
come on.
Listen,
whatever.
You're just like, well, how this people giving this business the information? That's horrible. The business did it.
Sure they did.
They did.
Look at all the stuff that we showed the business about their employer, and we linked the business name to this guy. I mean, what are they?
There was a
pressure campaign.
The business did what they wanted to do as a private business. What, all of a sudden now you don't like that?
The guy, I thought the husband, that people were getting mad at the husband because I think that they wanted him to give that guy a knuckle sandwich.
Dude was so nice and graceful.
Well, he had to be because he's apparently surrounded by everybody who does not like them because they are for a different team. I don't understand that. It's bread and circuses. Everybody realizes this, right? It's all bread and circuses. Like, I'm never going to get so into a team that I'm actually mad at somebody else who's for a different sports team. I can't even fathom that. Like, Steve loves the Phillies, but he's not like, or the Eagles. He's not crazy. I've just never been, I don't know.
It's noticed that I see, because Lorraine just put this in here, and it looks like he's been fired from the DEI-focused consulting company.
What? Oh, no.
How are you not okay? I'm fine with
it. I didn't say it wasn't okay. Why do you hate old people? Stop putting words in my mouth.
What?
Old people hater. It's the BCT Partners. I don't even know what this guy does. And the guy, I mean, she wasn't really doing anything. He was just mad because she's a Packers fan. So he was obnoxious completely. You know, there's a way that, and I feel like, you know, the couple, you know, they played it the way they did, but we can't play any of this, can we?
No, we can't.
No, my gosh, we'd get so in trouble.
No, we cannot. I don't know, Steve, did he do any editing to it?
I just feel like there's a line. You don't cross a line. Like, you're going after the guy's livelihood. I mean, you know, maybe ban him from some games and stuff, but going after his job.
We did that too.
I don't have.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have the audio in front of me. I mean, I've seen the video as soon as, I mean, my feed is all like Eagle sports stuff the next day, and it was all over my feed. And if you watch the video, like, He dropped some words that we can't even like get close to saying on radio, and they do warn you about being physical or they'll kick you out. So like the team can do whatever they want, and the stadium can, but I guess it's up to his employer. I'm kind of with Kane on this.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
What? Wow.
Wait, you're saying that people threaten? Like, people didn't threaten the business.
No,
and
they
be like, hey,
the
here's some info. And
he called a woman to see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Information was just handed off to the business, and the business made a business decision. That's literally how it went.
Yeah. I mean, if he would have called me that, I would have said, oh, do I resemble your mom? I would have been like, you know, just played it like off. I don't know. I don't know. I just get really weird when they go after, I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. I'm on the fence over it. It's just weird because now when it just seems, can I just say it? It seems pansified. After the guy's job? No, take him out the parking lot. Catch me outside. How about now?
Which is what a normal Philly fan would normally do.
Yeah,
see, I like that. Wait, go beat their ass and then get it over with.
One's 100% legal. The other one's questionably legal.
No, it should be legal. I feel like if you're like, no, Mr. Officer, we both agree. There's no liability here. We're just going to beat the hell out of each other. Give us 5 minutes.
See,
I feel
Texas,
like there should be allowances for that.
That's what's that in Texas called when it's the
settling differences?
No, but it's called something. It's like the mutual combat rule.
Yeah, I'm all for mutual combat. Can we invoke that? I am all for that. Like, you know what? I'm not going to go after your job. I will punch your face in, though. So let's agree to mutual combat. See, this is where in my head, I feel like a lot bigger than I am. Because I was how did this come up? Because I'm 5'7". I lied. I'm 5'6". I'm not 5'7". But I'm going to continue saying I am. I'm like a buck 20. But in my mind, Kane, I'm like 6'4".
Yes.
And I'm pushing 280 all muscle.
And sometimes
right?
In my mind, you are.
So I'm like, yeah, let's just beat her. I mean, I don't know how hard I physically would have to punch to concave his face. But, you know, just saying. Like, I like the mutual combat thing.
He does have a punchable face, though.
He's total a face only a mother could punch. I'm just saying. You know, he's he's obnoxious. He's so obnoxious. But I don't know. It just is.
I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying, but I think the distinction is whether or not people threaten this business with boycotting if they didn't do anything, which I did not see. I just saw people
real
saying,
quick thing,
hey,
before
look at
we
this
go.
Public info.
Are Phillies fans like really ornery, Steve?
Wait, the baseball fans?
Like Phillies fans in general.
You mean the Eagles fans?
Yeah, okay. But apparently everyone's just saying Phillies fans, so they're not really specifying the Eagles or
it doesn't
yeah,
matter. They're
like
all
that.
Just as passionate.
Oh, I love how he described them. They're just passionate. They're just as passionate.
What context you saying ornery for? Like,
well, like because everyone's like, oh, that's a typical Phillies fan for you. That's what like all these people on. So yeah. I don't know. I don't have that experience.
It just goes
so.
Back to this old throwing snowballs at Santa Claus thing from the 60s that people won't let go.
What?
Tell us.
We're running out of time. You can look it up. There's an old story about people throwing snowballs at Santa Claus when the Eagles were losing one day, and they never got rid of it. It's like a 50-year-old story.
Wow. I mean, I kind of like that kind of camaraderie. I want to be camaraderie with people that would maybe give you the shiv, right? I want to be on that team. Like, I like that idea. All right. I'm not really joking. I'm not going to say I'm joking because I'm not.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.